What is your obsession with Bob's Burgers?
What is your obsession with being 5'10"?
Because if I was 5'10", I would have so many more people, places, and things to have conversations with, verbally and physically.
But you have that now. So what you talking
about? No, I don't. I ain't got it like that.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I got confidence, but I mean, my confidence only goes as far as 5'5" goes. 5 foot five. But that's reason number 41 why you ain't got no man. Because you keep bringing up old stuff. How about that? Reason number 41, you ain't got no man. You keep bringing up old stuff. Look, that's all. I got 41 reasons why you don't have a man. You only got.
But the number one is because I don't want one.
No, ain't no, it ain't because you don't want one. That don't even count.
I don't want one.
That don't even count.
I could so have one if I wanted one.
Like who?
Like I could have a doctor if I wanted one.
No, see, the ones that, no, when we say you got to have a man, this man can't have, this man can't have a wife.
He a whole doctor's
you
house.
This man can't have a wife. So you can't count ones that are obligated in the boundaries of a marriage, within the confines of a marriage. See, this is reason number 42 why you ain't got no man. Cause you keeping these married men in the tuck. Why you keeping these married men in the tuck, Tansy? Just in case. Just in case I don't make it home tonight. But you only got 5 reasons on me. Reason number 1. Need reason number 1. I'm not 5'10". Reason number 2. I ain't got no car. Reason number 3. Reason number 3. I got a co-parent. Reason number 4. I'm kind of an a-hole. I'm a little narcissistic. No, co-parent is the same thing as having a baby mama.
You
got to
live in baby mama.
She doesn't even live here, bro. She comes here and she leaves. Like, that's not even a, nah. So that's actually only 4 reasons. I ain't even got a 5th reason. I don't have a 5th reason. What's your 5th reason? You got 40 reasons. You got 40
number
whole.
Number 1, because I don't want one.
Even if we add, that would be 42. But okay, reason number 1, you ain't got no man because you don't want one. Reason number 2, you ain't got no man because you think that every man don't want a dark skin. They don't want a dark skinned girl.
They don't.
Reason?
They want them light skinned heifers.
Why do light skinned girls got to be heifers?
Because they is.
Oh, so you over here skin discriminating. Reason number 3 why you ain't got no man, because you a skin discriminator. That goes on to reason number 2, but whatever. Reason number 3, you way too old fashioned.
This nigga said I'm too old fashioned.
You way too old fashioned. You still over here unplugging things when lightning's outside. when it's lightning outside, that's when you unplugging things.
Getting off the phone and everything.
Reason number 5, your bonnet is the size of a car tire. Guys don't like bonnets that are the size of tires. They ain't trying to change.
No, black guys don't like bonnets.
No, they ain't
black
trying to change your.
Care.
They ain't trying to change your bonnet in the morning.
Black guys don't like bonnets. White guys don't care.
What? Who said? No, see, I was just joking. Who said black guys don't like bonnets?
My experience.
It's.
Duh.
I mean, you done dated like a whole 7 people. Get out of here. How many people you've dated in your life?
Nigga, I don't know.
Exactly. Like, you dated a whole 7 people, so don't even be talking about. Don't be talking about, like, based on your minimal experience.
This is my experience.
Like, from what I know, like girls with bonnets, let's just say they got it. Reason number six.
Nigga, reason number six why you ain't got no women, because you got a milk dud head.
A milk dud head?
You got a milk dud head. Wow.
A milk dud head? What does that even mean?
Your head shaped like a milk dud, nigga. You ever
seen a milk dud? Reason number seven. Why you ain't got no man. You still know what milk duds are. They won't even sell those no more.
Yes, they do.
Where? At the old country store?
Family Dollar.
At where? Food Lion?
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar? I doubt it. I doubt. What, they got them for a dollar? They got them on retro sale. You buy one, get two free.
Oh, milk the head, nigga.
Okay, so reason number seven why you ain't got no man. You still shop at Family Dollar.
Nigga, everybody shop at Family Dollar.
Who is everybody? You?
Everybody.
You and the people that work there, that's the only people that shop at Family Dollar. Everybody. And I ain't even price shaming. I'm just saying, like, why?
Everybody.
Like, you see a Family Dollar, like, this is the wrong neighborhood. Tell me, if you ain't seen a Family Dollar downtown and, like, you're downtown proper, then you Family Dollar's in the outskirts, they're not a good area.
No, my Family Dollar's in a decent area.
What's around that Family Dollar?
Street
from it. Walmart's right. I mean, okay, Walmart's trash. We know this. It's all about Target. Like, have you seen
Tar-J. We only got one Tar-J in Fayetteville.
Tar-J, so reason number eight. Why you got no man? You call Target Tar-J.
Because you feel bougie when you go to Target. Target for the expensive folks.
No, Target's for people that like things where they're supposed to be. Target's, and it's not the same. It's not
money.
It's not even, it is a little more expensive, but it's, but you pay for that. It's like you pay for the service. Like, when you put something in the wrong place, a Target employee immediately, like, beelines to wherever you put it, and they put it right back. Like, you go to Walmart, you see, like, freaking candy and all kind of stuff just scattered all everywhere. And, you know, I didn't even notice that until I went into a Dollar Tree. I went into a Dollar Tree, and I thought, like, at first I was thinking, I was like, why do people care? Like, why do people care if you don't put something back in the aisle that you got it from?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into a Dollar Tree, and I just noticed, like, all this stuff was just, like, scattered across the floor. Like, some kid just came in here and just started playing through the aisles. And I was like, this is just so disorganized. I don't want to be in here. And then I was like, that might be a psychological thing. And that's probably what Target picked up on. Like, hey, if we keep
reason
stuff.
Reason number six, why you ain't got no woman.
Why?
You say crap like that.
Say crap like what? What did I say?
I just can't deal with this. I have a mental disorder.
I did not say, see? Reason number seven why you ain't got no man. You over here misconstruing and taking words out of my mouth I ain't even say.
That's what you said.
Reason number eight why you ain't got no man.
Mental problem with that stuff.
Reason number eight why you ain't got no man. You lying. Why you always lying?
That's what you said.
Reason number nine why you ain't got no man. Making something out of nothing. What I said is, I said that Target, it must be a psychological thing. That's what I said.
Yeah, so you got a psychological problem.
I said it must be a psychological thing.
No, nigga, you.
I am not the subject. I am not. When I say it, when I say
you left the aisle, you left the store.
I said I made me want to leave the store. I still purchased
six. Why you ain't got no woman?
You already said six. You supposed to be on seven. I'm
reason
already on eight.
Seven, why you ain't got no woman?
See, reason number nine.
You're trying to correct somebody. They
reason
know it all.
Reason number nine. Why you ain't got no man? Because you can't even remember what number you on.
Reason number eight. Nigga, you always try to correct somebody like you a know it all.
No, I ain't trying to always correct somebody.
Yes,
I think that
you always correcting me by my words I be saying and everything.
I think that means I just care about you enough that you would say
no,
the right.
No, you try to make me seem like I'm dumb. That's reason number nine.
That's reason number nine. Oh, you're just trying to catch up. That's all you're trying to do. You're just trying to catch up. Look, that's reason number 10 for you, that you always trying to one-up somebody. Like, why are you trying to one-up people for whatever reason? Ain't no man trying to deal with you trying to one-up him. This ain't no competition. This supposed to be a partnership.
Nigga, it's a reason number 9. Why you ain't got no woman?
Why? Tell me why. Tell me why. Exactly. Exactly. Reason number 11, why you ain't got no man. My bad. That was reason number 7. You forget. You be forgetting what you be saying. Like, it don't even make no sense. Matter of fact, reason number 11. You be forgetting that you forgot.
No, you can't do that for a whole
Yes, time. You can. No, you can't. You be forgetting that you forgot. No, and that don't make no sense at all.
That
don't make no sense at all. How it don't count? It counts.
It don't count because you said the same thing.
No, I said you be forgetting that you forgot. Okay, like, you I said you forgot.
I just already said I forgot it's in that same ballroom as that.
So you're saying I can't use the same words?
No.
All right. Okay, my bad. Reason number 11. You be critiquing my list. When a man gives you a list, you don't critique that list. But, like, I can easily, like, bump down my reasons. You're on reason, like, number 9. Like, when I said about Lisha, who said, "Hey there, handsome. I hope it all is well. I'm glad we matched, and I would love to get to know you better." Like, that sounds like a whole scam to me.
Oh, reason number 9.
Okay.
Why you ain't got no woman.
Why?
Because you be going after the wrong thing, because you always looking at the outside attributes, and they could be a tranny. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's valid. But we are visual people. We are blessed.
Okay,
with
but
eyes.
You don't need to base your whole thing off of visual. Actually, I was watching this. It wasn't really a sermon, but it was kind of like this lady teaching the Bible and stuff, and basically she was pointing out how why men are so corrupt. Now, I mean, women obviously got them that way too, because you got women with night stands and everything, but men are so vigilant creatures, and they always looking at the outer appearance. That's why it's so easy for them to say, "Hey, that training look good," instead of actually looking at the real virtue of a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, how she carries herself and how she is as a woman. Like, you know, it's hard for men to actually distinguish between those two.
It ain't
because they looking at the butts and the titties and the hair and the nails and the lashes and stuff. You know, all that stuff, you know, it looks good, it's appealing, but do you trust all that to raise your kids? You know? Bruh. Or do you trust this little old-fashioned woman over here that cooks and cleans and do what she's supposed to?
All right, so we're going to put this on pause real quick, just because. And oh, by the way, we've been on the podcast for the last 13 minutes.
No, no,
we've been
no,
on the.
No.
We've been on the podcast the last 13. Why are you getting up and running? Hey, reason number 12 why you ain't got no man. You be running.
No.
We've been in 14 minutes. But you ain't said nothing bad. You ain't said nobody's names. But I just happened to be on Facebook, right? And let me preface this, because I'm going to name this person Redacted. And it isn't the first person that I've ever named Redacted, but anyway, I'm gonna name them Redacted for the whole reason of, if they hear this, because they look at my page a lot, that they know, they probably know I'm talking about them, but everybody else won't know I'm talking about them. So to preface it, this person that I just happened to be scrolling on Facebook showed up on Facebook as people you may know. And I was like, whoa. And the reason why I was like, whoa, is this person actually erased their Facebook a long time ago. And this person now has a Facebook. And I'm saying, like, they erased their Facebook, I want to say, in, like, 2009. And they have not had a Facebook. And I might be over-exaggerating. I know it's been a while since they've had a Facebook. And they haven't, right? And I won't go too much into detail just because this is on the podcast. But this is a person that I've talked to you about. It's a girl. And this is a girl that stopped talking to me. I will just go as far as that. She just stopped talking to me. And there are reasons that I've told you. And I don't want to edit anything. I hate editing. So I don't want to say it. But this girl, matter of fact, I'll show you.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh. Oh. So I'm just like, interesting. So, if you're hearing this, I just want to give you a sparking shout out, and she'll know what I mean by spark. So, yeah, that I just found that very interesting. That like I want to message other redacted and say, hey, guess what? But it's probably not gonna go nowhere. I want to let my co-parent know, like, hey, hey, guess who's got this thing? So, yeah. I wonder what her reaction would be. I was tempted to actually post something about them, but it was probably going to be lusty. Are you falling asleep? This is reason number 13 why you ain't got no man. How you fall asleep in a whole conversation? Wow. Wow.
Like that. They like a woman that's quiet.
No, what? Get out of here.
A man don't never always want to talk, because every time when you be like, oh, baby, we need to talk, man ain't trying to hear all that.
Reason number 14.
You actually like the fact that I'll be falling asleep.
Reason number 14 why you ain't got no man. Because you think you know what a man wants.
Well, reason number 10 why you ain't got no woman, because you a Mr. Know-it-all.
You already said that. You already said that. It was like reason number 5 for you.
You always got to be right.
Same thing. Know it all. Always got to be right.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because remember you said with the other stuff about the forgetting and stuff.
Oh, you remember. Look at you remembering that you forgot.
See?
Look at you remembering that you forgot.
See?
You want some of this apple mellow? You want a treat? You want a treat? Here you go.
That's reason number 10 you ain't got no woman. You over there feeding your dog apples and crap.
I thought that was reason number 11, so you can't even count.
Reason number 11.
Reason number 15, you can't count. You can't even count. And if you can't count, how's a man supposed to count on you? Ooh, the bars! How's he supposed to count on you? Ooh. He can't. Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Ooh. I can't even say nothing on that.
You can't. Reason number 14, you ain't got no comeback.
Oh, reason number 12, why you ain't got no woman. You always over here cracking jokes, nigga.
I mean,
you the one have jokes need to be cracked on.
You know what? I'm not even gonna let you have that, because that was super lame. Super lame. Reason number 15.
But I'm just saying, but you always try to crack jokes on
reason
somebody.
Number 15, you lame.
I'm, that's the main reason why they want to be with me, because I'm lame.
That they want to be with you because you lame?
Yep.
Lies.
They got to worry about me out here thotting in these streets.
That sounds like an insecure issue right there. That's a whole insecure issue. Not on your end. That's on a man's end. Like, if you boring and you got to be, I mean, you lame.
Yeah, that's what
I ain't got to worry about you being out in these streets, because I'd be, but the same dudes would be saying, like, I ain't impressed about no girl. They wouldn't say girl, at least the type of guys you like. I ain't impressed about no hoe.
Now, you know what? That's a no-go. I'm not impressed with those types. Don't act like that.
Really?
No, don't act like that. You know that.
What type are you impressed by?
Not that, the opposite of that.
Oh, the ones that are skittish?
Oh my goodness. The ones that are over 5'5".
The ones that are over 5'5". Wow.
Got a car.
Oh.
It ain't dealing with no baby mama issues.
Oh. So first of all, I ain't got no baby mama issues. And if I did, they are so minuscule compared to all the baby mama issues out there in the world. No, you ain't talking, homie. No.
Whatever. You the one, nigga, you the one gave me. I'm up to what? 20 something already.
No. Y'all stopped at 15.
Oh, well, surprise.
I mean, you got 42 to go, but
I stopped. No, I do not.
Why not? I gotta express all the reasons why you ain't got no man and things that you need to improve upon in order to get you to said man.
Whatever.
Men don't like no almost know it all.
I'm not a know it all. I never claimed to be a know it all. I never portrayed myself to be one either. That is you.
What? How about
you always critiquing me?
Because I'm your friend and I want you to know better and do better? Like, you want me to just let you give out false information and believe it?
I didn't say that.
Oh, no. You can't have them both. You can't say that I'm a know-it-all because I be critiquing you, but you don't want me to help you? Like, what? Which one is it? Hey, Gary. Hey, 2 + 2 = 8. All right. That's all I'm supposed to say. That's all I'm supposed to say. All right. You right. Yeah, all right. You right.
Give me the confidence. Boost my confidence.
Boost your confidence in a lie?
Yep.
Reason number 16 why you ain't got no man. Because you want to be lied to. You want to be lied to. You want to be lied and dined. That's crazy how you want to be lied and dined. Why you want to be lied and dined? Say. I mean, reason number 17 why you ain't got no man. You always want somebody to be done.
Are you done? That's all I'm trying to say. Are you done?
No, we got a couple of more to go. Are you done?
You shouldn't be smacking like that.
Why not?
That's reason number what? What number am I on?
Flashback to reason number 8.
Reason number 12 why you ain't got no woman. You always smacking.
I ain't always. Name another time I was smacking.
You were just smacking. You know my memory bad. I don't know.
Take you back to reason number 7. Your
memory. I don't remember stuff, man. You know that.
You ain't remember. You don't even remember that you remember. That's reason number 9. Mm-mm. Name another time I was smacking, though. You can't.
Well, last time you were eating, duh.
The last time I was eating, I probably was.
Why smacking. You was on the phone with me, probably. Well, that I can witness that you were smacking, but I'm pretty sure you were smacking anyways when I wasn't even there.
No, I was breathing through my nose, so I wasn't smacking. Thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you. Melamar! You want another apple?
She eat the core of it too?
No. Last time I made her, I didn't make her. Last time I had her eat the core, she threw it up, so I don't fear the core anymore.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Why would you even introduce that if you knew?
I mean, because I didn't know you let your dog eat apples. I'm just like, you letting her eat the core too?
Sure. She just eats a piece of the apple. I bite it off and I spit it out. She eats it.
Is that the dog eating or you? Can't tell the difference.
Oh, she got jokes. Reason number 17 why she ain't got no man. She got jokes. She thinks she funny.
No, you the one think you funny.
No, she thinks she funny. Funny.
Oh, number 12, 13, whatever. You over here thinking you a rapper, gonna try to burst out in the freestyle every time somebody say something. That's reason number 12, reason number 13. You always try to put somebody on blast.
Who have I put on blast? Reason number 12, probably. Who have I put on blast? Who have I put on blast? What?
Always putting somebody
Let me know one person.
You can't say names, remember?
Okay, give me a hint. Give me a hint then. How about that? Because telling somebody something in confidence and putting somebody on blast are two different things.
You putting me on blast. You always
putting
me on blast.
Who am I talking? Ain't nobody. The only time I ever talked about you outside of you being in the conversation is when you decided to block me. Reason you number 18.
You can put me on blast while I'm on the phone with you. It's the same thing. Who have I told about you?
Who have I told about you?
You put me on blast.
To who?
To the podcast people, everybody in the world.
that ain't put you on blast. See, first of all, that last podcast, you were aware. This one, not so much. But you ain't even incriminate yourself. You ain't even incriminate yourself. And like halfway through, you already knew what it was. So reason number 18, you be making things up. That's why you ain't got no man.
You already said that.
Like you don't even. Oh, did I say that? Oh, yes. My bad. My bad. Well, I guess you still on 18 then. That don't make no sense at all. I ain't put you on blast ever. Mel is really trying to get this apple. You ain't getting no more of this apple. You good, dog. Literally, you good, dog. Get it? You're good, dog.
Oh, my goodness. Reason number 14. Well, you ain't got no woman. You corny as hell.
I'm corny as hell? Oh, she's going for it. Wow. Tell me how you really feel, though. Like, let me know. I am corny as hell, though.
Oh, reason number 14, why you got no woman, you are extra.
Extra? Explain, please, how I am extra.
Oh, my gosh, you know exactly how you extra.
I am not. I can be extra, but I am not the epitome of extra.
You are extra.
I've been called a lot.
You're the most extra that I've known.
Does that make me an extrovert?
Wow, like I said, back to reason what, number 13, corny?
Oh, wow. I'm corny?
And another reason number what, 15, 16, why you ain't got no woman? Because you're behind over there, don't eat no pork chops. You up here making your gumbo with some turkey sausage, and then you're gonna put some broccoli in it. Who puts broccoli in their gumbo?
I definitely put broccoli and carrots and potatoes in.
That's why you ain't got no woman. Because ain't no woman want a man to cook gumbo with some broccoli and carrots.
So for your info, as I told you earlier, that one of my friends hit me up about the gumbo. So I don't know what you talking about, homie.
Because she want to cook the gumbo for you. She's trying to help you out.
No, she trying to help. She sees no. gumbo and she trying
she's
to join.
Help you out. She'd be like, no, honey, that is not how you do gumbo. Come to my house and I'll show you how to cook some gumbo.
Nah, sorry.
She's trying to help you out in a nice way.
What you growling for? You hear somebody outside? You trying to protect me or you just want this apple? No, look, all because I put a little healthy twist to my gumbo doesn't mean nothing. Reason number 18 why you ain't got no man. You ain't trying to cook nobody no healthy food. You trying to make
him 15,
trying to make him fat so he won't leave, but he ain't gonna never be there. You trying to make him fat so he won't leave. And he ain't about that life. It's 2019. We trying to protect our health. We ain't trying to... Were you trying to freaking die of diabetes? High cholesterol? That's your only retort to eating whatever you want.
Because we all gonna die of something, whether you die healthy or you die happy.
So why put yourself in a situation where you gonna
healthy or happy?
So why put yourself in a situation where it's scientifically proven that you're gonna have a worse death than somebody that's gonna have a spontaneous.
It's scientifically proven that we're from freaking apes or whatever. But
it's definitely not scientifically proven. Do you know
what
the difference?
That's what they keep saying. So you know, I don't believe the science.
Do you know the difference?
I don't believe the science.
Do you not know the difference between a theory and something that has been studied?
No, they said scientific theory.
It's still called a theory. So let's see. So just so we both learn, and I'm not giving you misinformation. Let's look up what the definition of theory is. How about that?
Well, you look that up. I'm over here watching Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, what we're not. Bob's Burgers is not an ad. They're not paying me, so we're not going to continue to say that gross show. That gross show that's a mix between Family Guy and what's the other show? I don't know what the other show is called. Oh, man, why is this taking so long to load? We'll just go on Safari here. So let's go to... There we go. So let's look up the definition of theory so everybody knows what it is. There we go. And if it allows me to scroll... Everything is going extremely slow right now. Is it because both of these are on my Wi-Fi? Is my Wi-Fi that trash? What the? I guess Theory is the name of a clothing line, too.
Just like Marathon.
What about Marathon? Oh, that it's a clothing line?
Yeah.
You didn't know about that until Nipsey Hussle.
I sure didn't. But, you know, there's a difference between possession and oppression. I was doing a little bit of studying of that.
Possession and oppression?
Mm-hmm. No, possessed and oppressed. Yeah, that's what it is.
Possessed and oppressed? Yes, yeah. I know there's definitely a difference because those words are definitely pretty different from each other. The only similarities they have is they sound similar. They're not even synonyms. Like, they're not even synonyms. Because possession is to have in your, to have, to hold, to own, to have control of. And oppression is to have. I guess they are kind of similar. Oppression is to have control over against will.
For a moment of time, like, they can get, you can, bad influences and stuff like that. That's what I researched because I was looking on at the spiritual side.
Oh, possession, like, I thought you were saying, like, possession and, like, to have something in your possession. You're talking about possession as in being taken over. And, so, possession and oppression, I guess they're still pretty similar.
Yeah,
but I know why they're distinctly
similar,
different.
But it's different, yeah.
I mean, we can go to that. But where I was going is a theory is a substitution. No, that's not substitution. Supposition or a system of ideals intended to explain something, especially one based on general principles independent of the thing to be explained. Next definition, a set of principles of which the practice of an activity is based. Next one is an idea used to account for a situation or justify a course of actions. So it's not fact. It's just a system of explanation of why something may be. So the main point of me even bringing up like theory, because evolution is just an idea of how life possibly came, which we both know is not true, at least not in the sense of a Darwinian evolution. Microevolution, I do believe that is a thing, not macroevolution. People have adapted in order to survive, but we have not evolved from apes, because then that the well because their argument is that that if we've evolved from apes, then why are there still apes? And then the retort to that is that, well, the survival of the fittest, but at the same time, if it's survival of the fittest, the question still comes to why do we have apes? Because if they still survived, how did they survive? Anyway, reason number 19 why you ain't got no man. You ain't know the difference between possession and oppression.
I just told you I had a difference in the spiritual. I told you that.
You didn't know the difference. You didn't know the difference at first. You thought it was the same thing.
I did know that. Oh my God, that's why I did research. Hello, you don't understand something.
What I'm saying is before you researched it, you didn't know. I mean, okay. Elementarily.
I'm not claiming to be a know-it-all like some folks are.
Oh, I ain't. You're the one that put me on that title. I ain't never say I was a know-it-all at all.
Your actions say it, honey.
Even though I love her so.
On that note, I'm about to go to bed.
Are you really?
Yes. It's like, what, 2 o'clock?
It is midnight. It's like 12:47.
No, it's like 1 o'clock.
It is 12:47.
Yes.
We have been going back and forth on part one, reasons why you ain't got a man, for the last 35 minutes.
Okay.
Why are you over there fixing your butt?
Let's be clear. The number one reason is...
That I'm narcissistic?
No, nigga, I'm talking about for me. Number one reason is...
So number one reason is you don't want no man?
Exactly.
Nah, you're a whole bag of lies with 25-cent chips.
Ding, 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 ding.
You're a whole bag of lies. I mean, reason...
The whole number one reason.
You want a man. I want a man, but need a man looking at.
Boy, bye.
You know it's true. With your what's the name of your phone company? Your Talk Mobile.
Oh, you better shut up.
Your Talk Mobile.
Ain't nobody, see, that's why I'm about to get off the phone with you.
Why? Cause you got Talk Mobile. You about to run out of minutes. You about to run out of minutes. I can give you some minutes. I can send you a phone card. Reason number 19 why you ain't got no man, cause you got Talk Mobile. I'ma call her back. Why you hang up on me, homie? Like why you hang up? Like why you as she answered, hold on, let me call her one more time.
I hung up on you for a reason.
I knew you was gonna answer the second time. You talk mobile,
hey,
have it go.
Leave me alone.
Huh?
I'm gone to bed. Leave me alone.
Are you gonna call back tomorrow?
No.
So we can start this again?
No.
You stopped at reason number 18, remember that. Or at least that's for you. All right, I'm going to let her go to sleep. Hopefully this was entertaining. This has been the Nerd Baby Daddy Podcast. I'm coming to you live. I'm not intoxicated. Bye. You're...